Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight, episode 4 in the Freddy the Talking Dog saga, is Freddy, Leo, and Joey at Home in Hollywood, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Freddy, the famous talking dog, his human, Leo, and Joey Heatherton are about to move into their new home in Hollywood.
Freddy! Frederick, the movers are coming any minute now. Don't you want to pack your toy doggy in one of the boxes?
No. He's been very bad and I must shake him.
Honey, they're here.
Frederick, give me the toy.
Leo, honey, what are you doing? This is no time to play keep away with Freddy. The movers are here.
I'm not playing. I know it looks like I am.
Freddy, honey, we have to go.
To our new house?
You betcha. Here, let me pack up your toy.
Oh, he's kinda wet.
I've been biting him.
I can see that.
Me you ignore, Joey listen to?
That's Mom. I listen to Mom.
Mom. Which reminds me, my mother's throwing us a housewarming party this weekend.
Okay, Mr. Bloom, I put the last of your things in the van. I'll follow you whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're just about set. Well, Freddy, say goodbye to the old apartment.
Say, I read about your 3-picture deal with Paramount and Variety. Congratulations, sir.
Honey, we're hopping in the car.
I saw that musical with Bob Hope and Gina Lola Brigida. Variety says you wrote that.
I wrote a version of that, but that...
I gotta tell you, it was terrific.
Leo, honey, we're in the car.
Be right there.
You gonna write another musical?
No, I'm thinking about something more literary. Maybe an adaptation of The Wife of Bathsdale. Do you like Chaucer?
No, not at all. But I got ideas. How does a musical about furniture movers grab you?
It doesn't.
You know what they say, write about what you know.
My mother says that.
Honey, Freddy and I are ready to go.
Woof, woof.
My apologies, Miss Heatherton. I was just bending your husband's ear.
Okay, good talk. Goodbye, apartment. I just had the strangest conversation.
You have lots of strange conversations.
Okay, family. Ready to move to Hancock Park?
Woof, woof, woof.
The furniture should be in. Our new home awaits.
You're gonna love it, Freddy. It's very charming.
I can't wait to see the pool. I'm going to jump right in.
We need to set some rules about that, young man.
Hello, who's calling?
It's me, Max. Who else calls you?
Well, certainly not my son. Now that he's a big-shot screenwriter, he never calls his mother.
Leo certainly has come up in the world.
I blame you.
Blame me? I would think you'd be happy.
I was happier before. He needed me.
He still needs you.
Nah. Ever since he adopted Freddy, and don't get me wrong, that dog is one smart little midge. Leo hasn't been the pisher I raised. By myself, I might add. No help from his father.
He's growing up. Be happy.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Now leave me alone.
No, wait, Mabel. Don't hang up.
What is it?
The housewarming party.
That's another thing. Why'd he have to move into a fancy pants part of town besides?
It's image, Mabel. I just signed him to a 3-picture deal with Paramount. He can't keep living in a 1-bedroom apartment in Westwood. Besides, he's married now.
Married, married. I'm his mother. Don't I have some say in where my son lives?
No.
You're a bad influence, Max.
I'm his agent. I'm also Freddy's agent, in case you forgot.
What's that supposed to mean?
I got a twofer. I put the word out and found a nice address for my 2 favorite clients.
You did me no favors.
I don't work for you.
Goodbye, Max.
Wait! Look, Mabel, let me take care of everything for the housewarming party. Plus, I'll send a car for you. You got a nice dress?
What's the theme?
Huh? Their house is in Hancock Park. Old Hollywood.
Ah, I follow. So, like Betty Grable or something. I still have nice legs.
Here's a thought. How about dressing like Leo's mother? Okay, I gotta go. Inga, can you grab the other line? The car will be by at 6 on Saturday. And bring some flowers for Joey. It'd be a nice gesture.
Too bad you can't see me, because I'm giving you a nice gesture right now.
Goodbye, Mabel.
Goodbye, Max.
Max Myerson's office.
Hiya, doll. It's Dean.
Oh, Dean. Max is dying to talk to you.
Yeah, what about, hon?
He doesn't like me discussing business with clients. Please just hold a sec. Max, I got Dean Martin on the other line.
Okay, hang up. I got it. Dino, you sound good.
How did you know? I hadn't said anything till now.
Figure a speech.
You know, you sound good too. Not so phlegmy. Cut out the cigars?
Yeah, I had to. They were killing me.
I wish I could cut out the cigs, but they're part of my image. So what's on your mind, Max?
You know, I signed my guy to a 3-picture deal.
Mazel tov. I read the trades, Paramount.
Big advance. I helped him find his new place in Hancock Park.
Yeah, okay. Where's this leading?
I have an idea I want to run past you.
Morty Viner does that. He's my agent.
And a good one.
And the best. I'm looking at my watch, Max.
My writer signed with Hal Wallace.
Oh, come on, Max. Hal worked Jerry and I to death. I want no part of Hal Wallace.
He wants you back.
I don't need him. My TV show is on top. The Matt Helm films are big hits. I got more work than I can handle, and you think I want to go backward? I love you, Max, but you're crazy.
Not backward. I'm not looking to recreate Martin and Lewis. I don't want to pair your talent with a comedian.
Spill it.
A dog. A talking dog.
You're talking about Freddy, aren't you?
Of course.
He bit Clint Eastwood over in Rome. In that Schifoso musical.
It was a misunderstanding.
Oh, Max, what are you doing to me?
Just meet him.
What, the dog?
Please?
Oh, Max, I don't know.
Oh, you'd be doing me a solid. I'll make it up to you somehow.
Where? And not a word of this to Morty.
My client's house in Hancock Park. And could you bring some flowers for Joey? It'd be a nice gesture.
You're smooth, Max. You're smooth.
Thanks, Dean. You're the best. I'll send the details to your secretary.
Oh, goodbye, Max.
Inga, get my caterer on the line.
Already taken care of.
What about a florist?
Flowers would be a nice gesture.
Here we are.
Where are my toys? Where are my toys?
Frederick, can we get inside the house first?
Carry me?
Oh, of course, my love.
Oh, Leo, it's so beautiful.
Come into the kitchen and I'll show you.
This is the entry. I just wonder what the bedroom looks like.
Huh? Oh my. Yes, I can only imagine. Freddy, why are you standing outside the front door? Come in.
Carry me.
What?
Freddy, I love you.
Max Myerson's office.
Is he in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Wallace. I'll put you right through. It's Hal!
Hal, I didn't expect you to call so soon.
So is it done? Is he back or what?
Hal, I'm doing this as a favor.
I understand. Look, Morty won't take my calls. So I'm hoping you can get through to Dean.
I get it, Hal. If Dean agrees to this, Freddy will look a lot better than he did coming off that musical in Rome.
Which wasn't half bad, by the way. A little schmaltzy, but people love schmaltz.
Thank you.
What, you taking credit for your writer?
He's my writer, Hal.
We signed him for 3 pictures. And what's he working on?
Well, you could never tell. These writers are very quiet.
Quiet, huh? All right, Max, you put Dean and Freddy together for that buddy picture I want. Leo Bloom writes the first draft, and I'll consider giving him some front points.
Oh, I like the sound of that, Hal.
Make it happen, Max.
Nice guy, Hal.
How did it go?
I don't know. How am I going to get Dean to do another buddy picture?
You're a whiz, Max. You'll think of something. Say, Freddy has another Ken L. Ration photo shoot this morning. You going?
Nah, I'm exhausted.
Go get a schwitz and a rub. I'll tell Leo you'll meet them at the Brown Derby after.
Hey, Inga, what would I do without you?
I don't know, but don't try me.
You're the best.
That's great, Freddy! Now give me that look! Oh, that's it! That's it!
Mr. Bloom, Ken L. Ration loves Freddy.
He is kind of amazing, isn't he?
I'm sorry to read about that whole biting Clint Eastwood thing.
Just a little misunderstanding.
Well, your musical was great nonetheless.
I didn't write that. Never mind. Glad you liked it.
I loved it. Okay, let's move on to the next set. Bring in Miss Ken L. Ration.
Woof, woof, woof.
Mr. Meyerson, so good to see you.
Are they here?
Right this way.
Mr. Bloom, I have to say, I didn't enjoy the musical as much as Freddy and Babs Hit the Road because, well, I love Barbara, and Freddy, you were adorable in it.
They dubbed my voice.
With Bob Hope. That was so clever.
Max, good to see you.
Likewise. Waiter, just coffee for me. You, Leo?
Pastrami on rye. With slaw. And 2 carrots for Freddy.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, look. What I'm about to tell you does not leave this table. If this gets out, things could go south fast.
What, Uncle Max?
Hey, such enthusiasm. I love this kid. Freddy, how would you like to be working with Dean Martin? Freddy, boobala, we gotta keep this quiet. Dean is coming to your housewarming. We powwow and seal the deal.
Max, does Joey know about this?
Are you nuts? I told you, this is serious business. Hal Wallace wants this to happen.
This housewarming is also a big deal.
You don't think I know? I'm arranging everything. The caterer, car service for your mother.
That's a nice gesture.
I thought so. Thank you.
Joey is not going to like a deal going on during her housewarming. And don't get me started on my mother.
What about your mother?
I have to tell you about my mother. You know she adores Dean Martin, right?
That I did not know.
You remember how she acted around Bob Hope?
This could be a problem.
I need to get home. Talk to Joey.
Go take a schwitz. Cleared my head.
Coffee, carrots for the young fella, pastrami on rye, and a pickle.
Hey, look at that. They remembered your pickle this time.
I'm coming up in the world.
Dean Martin, Dad. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm feeling nauseous. Max, I have to go home.
Calm down. People are starting to look. Just eat like nothing's happening.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You too, boy chick. No barking.
Okay, okay.
All right, Frederick, let me explain all this to Joey, okay?
Do you know what you're going to say?
I have absolutely no idea.
I'm guessing the shoot was a big success.
Why is that?
Come into the kitchen and I'll show you.
I can't get over how big this house is. What in the world?
Ken L. Ration sent over literally a pantry closet full of dog food.
Well, that's excessive.
Yippee! Hooray! Eat, eat, eat till my tummy is full!
No, young man.
There's no room for the caterer to set up food for the housewarming tomorrow.
About that.
Call the producer and have him take it back.
No!
Frederick, you don't need... What, there must be 50 bags of dog food in there. Freddy, stop. With all that excess food, you're not going to want to go to Brown Derby.
Good point, Dad. Get rid of it.
I'm going to put all this dog food in one of the spare bedrooms till it's picked up.
Thank you, honey. Was there something you wanted to tell me about the housewarming?
We can wait.
Safe, this is good.
Huh? Freddy, I told you the bags are going back.
Oh, ripped one open. Sorry. They're like little biscuits. Try one.
Leo, do not.
He's right. They're not bad.
Okay, you two. Everybody out by the pool for a toast to our new home.
Which reminds me, can I claim the pool cabana as my rider's room?
Yes. If I can have the bigger of the two-bedroom closets.
Done and done.
Come on, Freddy. Let's go out to the pool. Honey, I bought some champagne. Grab it and a couple of flutes.
I'm right behind you.
How's the view?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Good morning, honey.
Is it already?
Oh, good. You're up. You're up. I want to go out. Let's go. Let's go.
Now? Joey.
Mom wants to go for a walk.
Does she?
Well, not precisely this moment.
Freddy, really? Being a bit dramatic, aren't you?
Honey, Freddy wants to explore his new neighborhood.
But... weren't we?
Yes. I'll be right here.
Okay, buddy boy, I need to get dressed.
Just throw on a robe. It's Hollywood.
Hello, who is it?
It's Max. I couldn't get the car service. Some big thing at the Beverly Wilshire and they're all booked up. So I'll pick you up.
Why you?
Well, Cary Grant is entertaining Diane Cannon tonight, or he would have volunteered.
Wise guy, I meant why you schmuck, instead of my son.
It's his housewarming, dear. Don't you think he's a little busy?
Too busy for his mother.
Look, honey bunch, a very important meeting is going to be taking place between your son and a very special person tonight. And I don't want him verklempt.
What? Me? I love my son.
Let me pick you up, please.
Who is this very special person?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Max, I will walk all the way to Hancock Park in broken-down heels, my feet bleeding, unless you tell me...
Okay. You just gotta promise
me. I promise nothing. Now spill it.
Dean Martin.
Oh,
dear, this is not good. This is not good at all.
See you at 6, Max. And Max, I need to spend some time finding an outfit, so could you pick up the flowers?
It would be
a nice gesture, I know.
Oh, what have I done?
Oh, Dad, our new neighborhood is so much prettier. Squirrel!
What? No!
Dad, are you okay?
Frederick, this is not how I planned to spend my first Saturday morning of our new home.
I'm sorry I didn't catch it.
I don't want you to ever catch a squirrel.
As a present for Mom?
No! Look, about Mom and me, we're married. We all live together now.
A happy family.
Yes, and to that end...
Grandma's going to move in with us.
No. Please, let me finish. To that end, Joey, Mom, and I need private time. So, when I bring you to your room at night, wait for me to come get you in the morning.
Okay.
Any questions?
Nope.
Well, that was easy. Will you also agree to stop chasing squirrels so I don't keep running into trees? All right. I'll take the request off the table.
Thank you.
Joey, we're back.
Oh, dear. What's happened to you?
I thought you were going to wait for me, you know?
I started thinking about the party, then I got anxious, remembered the pantry.
The bags of dog food. I'll move them, I promise.
They're so heavy. I tried. What happened to you?
It's all my fault, Mom.
You kids chasing squirrels again?
Freddy, go find a toy. I need to talk to Joey.
What's up, hun?
About tonight, Max has, he's invited someone over for the purposes of making a deal.
During our housewarming?
He just thinks it's the right environment for getting it done quickly.
Well, okay. Who is it?
Dean Martin.
Oh, Dean! You know, I was a guest on his first TV show last year.
And you've been on since then. I just thought having him would distract from, well, you and our housewarming.
Oh, no, honey. Dean is a very private man when he's not on stage or in front of the camera. Frankly, I'm surprised he agreed to come. He doesn't like big scenes.
Oh, I was so concerned.
Oh, babe, that's so sweet.
Well, okay, I guess we can look forward to a perfect evening.
That must be the caterer. Honey, please move the dog food. I'll let them in.
Okay, Mr. Bloom, here's your carbon. The appetizers are set up on trays in the pantry. Our servers will be here at 5:30 before your guests arrive.
Sounds perfect. That gives me just enough time to change. Here you go, thank you. Can you let yourself out? I'm due upstairs.
Thanks, Mr. Bloom. You're going to have a wonderful party.
Hey, I forgot my leather belt. You seen it? It's like a girdle for furniture movers. I need it for my work.
Leather what? No. Why would I know what that is? Sounds disgusting.
Oh, it ain't that at all. You mind if I go in and look?
Door's open.
Joey, we have less than an hour before guests arrive. Oh. Oh my. I am such a lucky fellow.
Oh, hi. Aren't you my husband?
Hi there.
Whoa, geez, you give a guy a heart attack.
What you doing?
I forgot my leather girdle. How did it get all these bite marks on it?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Listen, some guy came by while I was looking for it and says he was sent over to pick up what's in the pantry.
My dog food. Dad didn't want it.
Well, better be going. Hey, I gotta tell you, I liked your movie.
Bob Hope dubbed my voice.
It doesn't matter. It's your charm that comes through.
Dad!
What is it? Oh, dear. Are people here?
People are here!
People are here? Joey, people are here.
What? Already?
I'm going downstairs.
All right, honey. Just let them in. Everything is ready.
Right. Right. Frederick, let them in.
Dad, no thumbs. I can't open doors.
Okay, okay. Honey, just come down when you're ready.
Kiss me. Now go.
Be right there.
What in the world took you?
Hello, Mother. Please, come in.
I'm standing out here for 5 minutes. Is he here?
Who?
You know who. Dean? Hi there, Freddy. How you been, kiddo?
I love my new house. Kennel Ration loves me. The big man who helped us says I'm charming, though he took his girdle with him.
Huh? Where's Joey? I brought flowers.
Oh, what a nice gesture. Thank you, Mother.
Thank him.
Oh, Max, what beautiful flowers.
They were my idea.
Mabel, what a nice housewarming gift. So thoughtful.
Max, you told her about Dean coming tonight?
I couldn't help it, Wojcik. She dragged it out of me.
At least she didn't dress.
I got her to compromise. I go to pick her up and she's wearing this, I don't know what you call it, something out of the flapper era.
Honey, the servers are here and they can't find the appetizers in the pantry.
That's odd.
They're not there.
They were there when I went upstairs.
They're not there now.
Freddy, have you seen the appetizers?
Nope.
Freddy, you know something. Spill it.
Well, the mover guy was here and he was a bit disgruntled because I chewed on his girdle, and when he said there was some other guy here and he picked up what's in the pantry, I thought it was my dog food, but I'm so glad it wasn't. It was just those things on trays that probably would upset my tummy anyway, so we're all good. Copacetic.
What?
Frederick, you didn't think to alert me before now?
You and Mom were having private time.
What do we do? The house is filling with guests and we have no appetizers.
I suppose they could just drink champagne. We have plenty.
I've got it. You said those biscuits taste pretty good.
Oh, no. We can't.
Couldn't we?
That is crazy. Leo, Freddy, we'll never get away with it.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay, do it. Honey, take the biscuits out of the bag so the servers can't tell what they are and pull more trays from the pantry.
I'm on it.
Come on, young fella. Let's go join our party.
Dean, you made it!
There she is, the lady of the house. These are for you.
Flowers? Oh, Dean, you're always so gracious.
A very nice gesture. So nice, very nice.
And who is this lovely lady? Max, are you robbing the cradle again?
Oh, Mr. Martin, you're too kind.
Dean, meet Mabel Bloom, Leo's mother.
Mabel, you apparently have found the bubbly, my dear.
Come with me, Dean. May I call you Dean?
Certainly.
Dean, do you rumba?
Do I rumba? Bada bing, bada boom.
Everything's set. Is that Dean with my mother?
Yes. Don't ask. How did it go?
The servers had some sour cream in their van, so they dressed up the biscuits.
Yeah, our guests really seem to be digging them.
Great party.
All thanks to you, Max. You put it together.
Yeah, Max. Nice.
Okay, kid. Let's go find Dean. Introduce him to Freddy and get this deal inked.
Max, if Dean says no, let it go. You know how he feels about Hal.
I know.
Max, what are we gonna do? Maybe you should cut in.
I can't rumba.
Everybody's dancing. Isn't that wonderful?
I can't rumba.
Oh, Max. You're the best talent agent in Hollywood. You know how to fake it.
Not me, kid. Hey, go dance with your wife. I'll grab Dean as soon as your mother lets go of him.
Okay. Honey, you've got to show me the steps.
Baby, I'll show you the steps.
To be limber again.
Hi, Uncle Max. Have you tried the appetizers? I think the sour cream adds the right touch of piquant flavor to the cornmeal. Don't you agree?
I don't know, kiddo. They taste like dog biscuits to me.
I'll never tell. Why aren't you dancing?
I don't.
Come on, you! Let's do this!
Help me, Max. I need a break. This dame's got moves.
Whoa. I'm old. I shouldn't be doing this.
Come on, Max. You're as young as you feel.
They're a cute couple, don't you think?
Wow. You really can talk.
Of course.
You don't sound anything like Bob Hope. I hear you, kiddo. You seem like a good sort. Your agent is gonna pitch me on doing a buddy picture with you.
I don't know. Kettleration has me pretty booked up with publicity shoots.
Rumor has it you're very much in demand.
And let's face it, my track record in movies isn't exactly enviable.
You're a straight shooter, Freddy. I like that in a man. Dog.
Who would have guessed that woman that age could move like that?
I'll spell you. Say, Freddy, think about it. You and me, kid.
Hey, what was that all about?
Just the effect of a little reverse psychology. Dean wants me to think about working with him on Hal's buddy picture.
Like a vault. Freddy, you're a genius.
Mazel tov! To your home!
I hope you're very happy here. I want the recipe to that appetizer. It was positively delicious.
It's been in my family for years. I'll give it to you next time we get together for lunch.
Don't forget.
Oh, I won't.
I gotta hand it to you, kid. You throw a good party.
Thank you, Mom.
I was talking to Freddy. I'm kidding.
He's the best, Mabel.
Call me Mom.
I call you dangerous. Out there on the dance floor, Mamma Mia!
You bring out the best in me, Dane.
Nobody has ever said that to me before. Max, you bring her with you to Vegas. I'll take care of you.
You're a mensch. Thank you.
And send the contract over. A buddy picture. My.
We'll walk you out. Mabel, you coming? These kids need some alone time.
Private time? Now? Already?
Freddy, let's not...
Oops! Sorry, Dad.
None of my business. We're out of here.
Night, night. You did it, honey. Great party.
It was you, darling. You're the hostess with the mostess.
And you too, Freddy. What a brilliant inspiration to rescue our lost appetizers.
And word has it, Freddy had a hand in bringing Dean around. He's on board with the buddy picture.
That's wonderful. Believe me, he's a joy to work with.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I'm ready to call it a night.
I love our home. I love Hollywood.
Okay, young man. You ate a lot of appetizers. Do you need to...
A quick walk around the neighborhood?
Okie dokie. We won't be long.
I'll be waiting.
You have been listening to Freddy, Leo, and Joey at Home in Hollywood, written by Joe Graceffo. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Freddy, Mallory Glavin as Joey, Dan Beckman as Leo, Linda Reagan as Mabel and the waitress, John Welsh as Max, Kent Bodensteiner as Dean Martin, Ethan Howe as Hal Wallace and the producer, Kim Mobley as Inga and the caterer and the party guest, Jim Dowling as the mover and the maitre d'. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.